From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that Greene County, despite recently building a new jail, is spending money sending female inmates to other county jails. The county's 2023 county budget was allocated $100,000 to pay other counties to house female inmates, while the women's pod at the new jail is empty. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden says a shortage of corrections officers that, he says, is caused by stringent requirements is why the county is sending local taxpayer money to other counties. The story says, and I quote, in 2021, the county paid $70 to $75 per day for each inmate boarding at a separate facility, end quote, but does not say how long Greene County has been sending female inmates to other facilities. Groden argues that Greene County is just sending the money to other counties that they would be spending themselves here. Groden said, and I quote, the county's boarding expenditures are no greater than the amount it would need to pay to keep the women's pod open. The county will not see a budget deficit, end quote. Taxpayers are paying back the $39 million bond Greene County took to pay for the new jail that they are now partially not using. Groden said the new jail averages 40 inmates a month, but needs at least four more corrections officers to be fully operational. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Liz Montgomery reports in Porcupine Soup that Catskill High School reopened April 3rd after the building was closed last week because of a leaking pipe. On March 31st, the Catskill Central School District announced, and I quote, CT Mail Associates, who conducted the air quality sampling in the high school, has informed us that it is safe for students and staff to return to the building, end quote. The leak came from the science classroom, and Superintendent Melissa A. Barrow said, and I quote, although our high school teachers are very vigilant about what goes down into the drain, we wanted to be 100% sure there were no chemicals in the soil and also wanted to do testing of the air quality, end quote. Read the full story in Porcupine Soup. Saba Ali reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that the Northern Dutchess Residential Healthcare Facility, also known as the Thompson House, is closing, laying off 102 people. Nuvance Health says the closure of the Rhinebeck Nursing Home is because of, and I quote, substantial impacts, end quote, of the COVID-19 pandemic. The facility's 38 residents will move to other care centers. Thompson House Interim Administrator Richard Cleland said in a news release, and I quote, it has not been an easy decision. The facility has provided excellent care to many people over the years. We only reluctantly came to this decision based on the difficult landscape facing nursing facilities today, end quote. The layoffs began on April 20th with employees getting, and I quote, unconditional payments, end quote, equal to their normal pay and benefits for 60 days in line with New York State law. Assistant Dutchess County Executive Ronald Hicks said of the layoffs, and I quote, we have a workforce shortage, especially in the healthcare industry, so it is my hope that these individuals will be quickly absorbed into Nuvance's network or the healthcare industry in the community, end quote. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.